This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Jacobo, J-A-C-O-B like boy O, date of birth 11/20/1964. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a follow-up visit with Mrs. Jacobo with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria and hypertension, also COPD secondary to ongoing smoking. Her last visit was August 1st of 2023. She missed several appointments because she did not have a driver to bring her to the office, and she is legally blind and unable to drive. She's feeling well. She reports that since her last visit, she was hospitalized for foot wounds, and she's currently going to the wound clinic regularly for care of those foot wounds. She denies current chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic shortness of breath. Today she's in a wheelchair and has her driver with her who helps her in and out of the car. She does not have oxygen with her, but does use oxygen at home on a regular basis, and she still is smoking cigarettes. She does have some edema of the lower extremities that is stable and unchanged. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Medications, I want to highlight the Bumex, 2 milligram daily. Losartan is 50 milligram daily. Amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. And she's on Rybelsus, 7 milligram daily. Metformin is 500 milligram, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Invokana is 30 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. And for diabetes, the Rybelsus, Lantus is 15 units daily. The Invokana, 30 milligram daily. The metformin. And she's also on Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Lyrica is 100 milligram in the morning and 200 at bedtime. And she's on multiple inhalers, nebulizers, and it's B like boy, R-E-Z-T-R-I inhaler, as well as Duoneb, Rescue Ventolin inhaler, Symbicort, it says, and an oral Ellipta. I'm not sure if she's on all of them, but she does have several nebulizers and multiple inhalers, as well as oxygen for the COPD. Physical exam. Her weight is 344 pounds, and it looks like that is about a 9-pound increase over the last 2 years. Pulse is 72. Blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140/70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and some end expiratory wheezes. Abdomen obese, non-tender. And she has 1+ edema of ankles and lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 10th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.58 with estimated GFR of 37. The previous level was 1.53. Calcium 9.1, sodium 142, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 32, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.5, urine, negative for blood, negative for protein, but the protein to creatinine ratio does show proteinuria at 1.14. Intact parathyroid hormone, normal at 42.6. Her hemoglobin is low at 9.4 with a creatinine of 30. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. I've asked her to get lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, severe COPD, oxygen-dependent, not oxygen-dependent, but intermittent oxygen use required. 3, diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria, and we will continue the losartan 50 milligram once a day to treat that. And she should have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And, of course, smoking cessation was strongly encouraged. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.